This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's wrong with NFL.com?
No. It was
what's wrong with that? NFL.com?
When it's time to change.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You're good, man.
Sessler, help me because I'm sitting here with these doofs. Hello, Mark.
I mean, whatever you guys have been doing with yourselves this morning, I want to just follow suit. Something special is happening here.
Yeah.
It is. It's all about pain management. We've been talking with Baker about pain management.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking at the little smiley faces they put in front of you when you're in a hospital room or if you're in a doctor's office. And you know, he's got the mean one, the one that's like red and his face is ready to explode. But he doesn't care. He's going
to
play through it.
And we're ready to roll all these injured guys out there and let them get injured again, Mark.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the way Baker speaks, it creates a bit of enigma because there's this clear desire, and I think he said he's missed three games ever, and he's that guy. I mean, and you want that from your quarterback. He wants to be out there, but there's the fact also that this is a well-built team that went out and got, in Case Keenum, I think the best backup quarterback in the league. I mean, and you know, a fringe starter. And you got him for reasons like this when your starter is not healthy. And so I get where Baker's coming from. I think it leaves you guys and, you know, Browns fans in general wondering what the next couple days will hold. But I think it is a wait and see because, you know, you are working with the medical staff. And, you know, Baker may want to play if he's not 100%. But what if he's, you know, 80%? What if he's 75%? And what if it's affecting his play? And I don't know if the shoulder injury is something you can say absolutely affected Baker Mayfield's play, but it does seem to have impacted him in the sense of, I think, the way that he's able to move, see the field, and I think on some of his throws too. And that wasn't the case with Case Keenum, except Case Keenum is not playing a Denver Broncos shattered defense. Despite the players on the field this week, he's playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I think come into this game quite angry. I mean, even just listening to Mike Tomlin handle some of those USC questions and other stuff. I think he is the head man of a team looking to look at what happened last January and say, no matter who's at quarterback, we are here to show you that's not who the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
All right, so what's the difference between an injured Baker playing and Case Keenum playing on Sunday? What should Browns fans think? And should they be concerned if Case is? I mean, Case did the job that he needed to do against the Broncos, but I mean, how does that...
With a little practice.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of – should Browns fans be totally concerned if Case Keenum's going up against the Steelers?
I don't think there is a, you know, a titanic drop-off. I mean, there are some – you look what happened when you go from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith. Season over unless Russell Wilson gets back in there soon enough and saves the day. I just don't think that's the case in Cleveland with these two because of the fact that, you know, and listen to the way that Keenum talked last week going into that Broncos game. He totally invited the situation. I mean, he's totally prepared for it mentally. He's there from the neck up. And I think physically he did everything you needed him to do. I mean, my thing with Case Keenum is he's the kind of guy that if you suddenly turn into your starter, he's going to show you why he should not be your 17 game starter. I think with Baker Mayfield, you know, we're still figuring out who Baker Mayfield is, but the ceiling with Baker Mayfield is much higher. But an injured Baker Mayfield, what concerns me a little bit is because there's an element, and I like this about Baker Mayfield, but there's an element of daring do to his play where he is, you know, injured or not, going to take off and, you know, lead block if someone needs him to, or take off with the ball and run head first or shoulder first into a door-sized defender, and then he's, you know, further injured. And there, you know, it already looks like there's going to be surgery ahead and having to repair the whole thing. So, you know, what is the point of getting him further hurt? I like the idea of giving him another week because I think in Case Keenum, you don't have a Geno Smith situation. You have someone that knows the offense, that can function in it, and it's an offense that is not as QB-centric as others around the league. And I think what we saw in the Broncos game, you know, we talked a week ago wondering what would happen in that game with so many guys out. They're so built around offensive line cohesion, around whatever the running back is in there, operating with in unison, poetry-like with that offensive line. And I think that's their plan against the Steelers. I think the Browns basically are an offense that says, this is what we are. Go be tougher than us. Try to stop it. And we're going to tell you we're going to run the ball on you all day long, and it didn't matter against Denver. Will it matter against Pittsburgh? Much better defense, but Cleveland's done it to Pittsburgh a couple times in a row.
Mark Sessler joining us, NFL.com. Does this situation with Baker have any impact on his situation coming up contractually, Mark?
I think so because, you know, last year was this way. It was a year of evaluation in a new offense with a new coaching staff. This year was meant to be year two, where starting with the Chiefs game, which I thought he played really well in, you wanted to see the amplified, you know, power-up version of Baker Mayfield, who knows the system, the offense so well, and can kind of function instinctually. And when you get banged up and it's a shoulder injury, it's not the throwing arm, obviously, that would completely remove any evaluation. But are we able to see really the full Baker in this offense? And plus the injuries that have been around him. And so I think it does because the problem with the NFL right now to some degree, and I think it's a dilemma the Browns front office faces, is that these quarterback contracts, it's typically been superstar quarterback gets paid, the next superstar quarterback gets paid, and obviously gets paid more than the guy before him. We just keep getting a new highest paid signal caller. But there are tiers to quarterbacks. We all see that with our eyes. And it's fair to say that Baker Mayfield, for all the positives that he's brought to the Cleveland Browns, operates in a lower tier than the Patrick Mahomes, the Deshaun Watsons, that gang of signal callers who are just instant game changers. I think Baker Mayfield is harder to evaluate, but we can see that he's at a lower tier. And, you know, they've talked about this week that the numbers would be lower than that. But it almost needs to be something where you need a guarantee that a quarterback that is not an automatic sort of Super Bowl X-factor winning guy is not going to hamstring your salary cap the way that some of these other quarterbacks tend to do. I mean, you see that in Seattle. I think you're seeing that a little bit in Kansas City where there's less wiggle room when you're paying Patrick Mahomes to fix your offensive line, to create depth along the defensive line. And you look what's happened to their defense. Cleveland, I think, if anything, right now, for the first time in decades, is a very balanced, well-built team on both sides of the ball. And I think they've done that through smart contracts. Last year when they were trying to form a defense, it was through a lot of one-year contracts. But even when they pay people, you know, outside of maybe the Austin Hooper contract, you could look at that and say, that was pricey. But in general, they've been really, I think, you know, efficient with the money they've given out. So you can't go suddenly overpay a quarterback without knowing that he's going to deliver on that level.
Mark, trade deadline's coming up quickly here. What, next week, right? Next Tuesday, is that right?
Tuesday.
Yeah, already.
Yeah,
wow.
Early November, yeah.
Jeff and I are sitting here bracing for some Odell rumors to happen. Can you see the Browns making a move? And should we expect Odell's name to be bantered around over the weekend?
I think bantered around would be strong. There's just been nothing to date on this, and I think this is not the Odell Beckham experience of a couple years ago where, you know, you're going to get a lot for Odell Beckham. I think, you know, again, the Browns front office is going to want to do things with a foundation of wisdom there. And you're not just going to remove Odell Beckham for like a third or fourth round pick. I don't know who I looked around the league at like contenders that could absolutely use like a game changing wide receiver. And, I mean, I think of, like, maybe the Saints, you know, without Michael Thomas, you look what they are on offense. Like, they're still in there, and he kind of fits. He's from that. He's obviously got ties to that part of the country. Maybe a team like that. But what are they going to give up? I just don't think that right now that, you know, Odell Beckham, who's not entirely healthy himself and has not really shown in Cleveland's offense to be that guy. I mean, if anything, it's the debate of does he even fit in that offense or other offenses right now? Is he still the same Odell Beckham? That who's going to give up enough for Cleveland to be compelled to move him without the whole thing in hindsight looking like a totally failed project? So my guess would be no Odell Beckham trade, and I feel pretty strong about that.
I would agree with you. If the Browns aren't going to get anything for him, Mark, even if nothing higher than a fourth-round pick or something, why wouldn't you just roll him out and play him? So I agree with you completely on that. But can they get it together? You know, do you think we can see the Odell we'd like to see? I know there's a recovery period on an ACL. I think we'd still like to see something more that resembles what we've seen in the, you know, when he was wearing a New York Giants uniform.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, like if the Browns didn't have Odell Beckham and he were being sold for cheap, they'd be a team that might be interested because, you know, again, not for what they gave up before, but like they essentially still need someone in the role of Odell Beckham to make major plays down the stretch. They right now are fighting. At this point, I look at them as a team fighting to exist in their own division. You know, with the Bengals rising up the way that they have, Cleveland is in a battle to make a wild card spot right now. And they've got these ferocious back-to-back games with the Ravens coming up in a month. They really almost need to win out, you know, between now and then, because who knows what will happen with that matchup. And it's like you'd love to see Odell Beckham morph into what they imagined, what we all imagined he could be in this offense. And, you know, it was a year ago when I think you looked at Odell Beckham and said, well, listen, when the offensive numbers aren't there when he's in the lineup with Baker, we can shrug all that off. But with another year of evidence, it just doesn't feel like a fit. But the best person to tell everyone that it is a fit is Odell Beckham. And when he gets back in the lineup, Baker Mayfield. So I wouldn't give up on him at all, but you'd need to see absolutely something down the stretch to compel them to keep him around for next season, which I think will be, I think the point of departure is this offseason.
Mark, are you buying the Bengals, and are they the team? If so, do you think they're the team to beat in the AFC North? Make it simple.
Team to beat, I think number one, it's like when teams emerge, and I do buy them, and they are emerging, you're going to get these division games where they drop a bomb. And, you know, the Ravens, would the Ravens lose that way to Cincinnati 8 out of 10 times? No. I think that, if anything, that's become a fair bout because of Cincinnati's defense, number one, which is, you know, did not exist for years, because you've got a quarterback in Joe Burrow who is, I think, a total alpha who wants the ball in his hands at the end of a game. Jamar Chase is a complete game changer. And, you know, the NFL, for all the analytics and the madness, like, it's not always that overly complex. Like, they start to suddenly have the parts where you can challenge a Ravens secondary that was missing people. The Ravens, you know, incredibly resilient team that is, you know, I think they have 17 guys on IR or something like that, a wiped-out backfield that looked like it finally after, you know, people thinking maybe this can work with none of the running backs in the lineup and just Lamar Jackson doing it all. I think the floor fell out last week, and it makes me completely confused about the Chargers game for Baltimore the week before, but the NFL is a totally week-to-week league, and so I don't think Cincinnati would be able to go do that, you know, each Sunday. That said, they are legitimate. They are real. They may have a better quarterback than any quarterback in Cleveland. It's a very evident possibility right there, and I take them very seriously, and this is not a team you beat up on at this point. They're a wild card team that could also win the division and I think win a playoff game or two.
Mark, how good are the Steelers, or how good aren't they?
Well, it's funny. I think like their offense to me, I kind of just rank offenses on how exciting to how boring they are to watch, because when they're boring, like the game feels 8.5 hours long, and Pittsburgh's, it's funny. Like Big Ben to me is clearly at the end. We can see that. Mike Tomlin came out of the press conference yesterday talking about that in his bye week. I was talking about with Andrew Siciliano in the office that he was observing quarterbacks that were mobile, like that added elements to the offense. I mean, talk about a wandering eye. They cannot do that with Big Ben. It's a quick release offense. They still have great weapons in Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool, who I think can go out and, you know, they gave the Packers a run for their money. But I also look at the defense and what they did to Buffalo way back early on in the season, that they're a very good defense. They still have guys that can destroy offensive lines and make life hell for the quarterback. That's my concern for Cleveland. That part of it has not changed. But they are a notch, two or three notches down from the Steelers teams that we're used to. I think they're vulnerable. I think they're about an 8 or 9 win team, maybe 10 if something really goes well for them. But they've got a big offseason of questions to answer because they're suddenly going to be a team looking for a quarterback, and the answer will not be Dwayne Haskins sitting in the backup position.
Mark, do you ever run into Andrew and Chris Rose at the same time in the office, and do you feel like you're the mini Browns backers out there?
Yeah, it's funny because we had another we've also added Rachel Bonetta to our staff, who's a Browns fan who just became a Browns fan in 2018. So we have a new versions of Browns fans. I saw Andrew yesterday. We all work in a big newsroom area right where the NFL Now television show is filmed. Saw Chris Rose on Sunday. We talked for a while. And it's funny, we have a theater system in our building where they just on Sunday Night Football, they'll put the big game up. And a bunch of us, you know, in between doing stuff that we have to do, we'll go in and sit and watch some of that. And Rose is often in there. And so a lot of Browns chatter. And it's great to see those guys. But I think what it tells me is because for other fan bases, you know, you move to L.A. or you move to another city and you become a Rams fan because maybe your kids are. But I don't know any Browns fans who moved to any other city, ditched the Browns, and picked up Team X. And I think that's what you're seeing at NFL Network especially, too, and NFL.com is people that were Browns fans became Browns fans early. They fell in love with football. And I think to some degree it's like, wait a minute, the Browns are bringing no enjoyment, but I love football, so maybe a career in football will help on some level. I can't answer all the questions except that I know that these guys are lifers. No one's jumping ship. And especially now, the minute I've always thought the minute you jump ship on the Browns, the next season, let's say you become a Chiefs fan or a Vikings fan, the next season the Browns go to the Super Bowl. So it's like it is a dance with the devil. It's very unenjoyable half the time. It's stressful. Sundays are stressful, but we're a tight-knit group.
How did you convert Rachel? She's a Canadian.
I didn't convert her. She did this on her own. I think it was the presence of Baker Mayfield being drafted. We had her on our podcast yesterday. She talked about also that Hard Knocks run for the Browns, which I think, you know, that was one of the better Hard Knocks out there. I think that helped win her over.
Fair enough.
Mark, well done, sir. I think I need a tissue after that. I have a tear in my eye after all that one. That was
all right,
good.
Guys. All right,
and tell Rachel she's now candidate for the show because she's the only one of the, you know, the other three of you are on our show. So tell her to get ready.
Good to have you back with us,
Mark. I will pass that along and find out what her response is to that.
Okay, good.
Mark Sessler, thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
Mark.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.